So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Oyve Kechavim Mevatla Avodas Kechavim Shaloi B'Shal Chaver. A non-Jew can nullify an Avodah Zarah that belongs to him or to another non-Jew, and the Avodah Zarah becomes permitted. However, V'Yisrael, Eim Mevatla Avodas Kechavim Shaloi B'Kechavim. A Jew cannot nullify an Avodah Zarah that belongs to a non-Jew, and the Avodah Zarah remains forbidden because the source for Bitla Avodah Zarah Shal Akum is derived from the words Psile Eloiheim, which refers only to a non-Jew but not a Jew. The Braisa adds, however, regarding Avodas Kechavim Shal Yisrael, Eim Lebetel Olamas. An Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew cannot be nullified at all, not by a Jew and not by a non-Jew, because the pasuk that refers to Shal Yisrael states, for some basasa, the Avodah Zarah must be buried. The Mishnah continues, Mevatla Avodas Kechavim Mevatla Misham Sheha. If a non-Jew nullifies an Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah, along with all its accessories, become permitted. However, Bitl Misham Sheha, Misham Shem Mutaran Behi Asura. If a non-Jew nullifies the accessories, only the accessories become permitted, but the actual Avodah Zarah remains forbidden. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in Rebbe's opinion regarding Oyvet Kechavim Mevatla Avodas Kechavim Sheyesh Lebashotvas, whether a non-Jew can nullify an Avodah Zarah that belongs to both a non-Jew and a Jew. Rav Bialduse Savi Yisrael Adaita De Akum Palach. Rebbe initially held that the Jew worships the Avodah Zarah only because of the non-Jew, and therefore Kivin the Akum Mevatla De Navshe, the Yisrael Nam Mevatla. If the non-Jew's portion was nullified, the Jew's portion also becomes permitted. Uvezeknuse Savi Yisrael Adaita De Navshe Palach. Later, Rebbe retracted and held that the Jew worships the Avodah Zarah on his own, and therefore, ki mevatel akam denafshei di Yisrael loy batel. If the non-Jew's portion was nullified, the Jew's portion remains forbidden. Zok the Mishnah, ketzeh mevatla, how does a non-Jew nullify an Avodah Zarah so that it becomes permitted? And the Mishnah explains, kata resh azna resh chaitma resh etzba'a, if the non-Jew performs a demeaning action which changes the actual Avodah Zarah, such as he cut off the tip of its ear, its nose, or its finger, or pachasa afa bishalei chistra bitla. Rashi explains Pachasa, Miacha Bakornis Vakilkul Tsarasa. If he flattened its image, even though it remained whole, it becomes nullified. However, Rak Befanau, Hishn Befanau, Gerura, Zarukba, Satsaya, Habrizo Eina Betela. If the non-Jew performs a demeaning action which does not change the actual Avodah Zarah, such as he spat at or relieved himself on the Avodah Zarah, or he smeared mud or threw feces at the Avodah Zarah, it does not become nullified because, as Rashi explains, the Lafam Shaita Rasacha, Lavahadar Palachla. The non-Jew became angry at the Avodah Zarah for the moment, but after he calms down, he will resume to worship the Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah continues with the Machlokes regarding Machra e Mishkana, Rebbe em Bitl, Vachacham em Le Bitl. If the non-Jew sold the Avodah Zarah to a blacksmith, or he gave it away as security for a loan, Rebbe holds this is considered a Bitl, while the Chacham hold this is not considered a Bitl. And there is a Machlokes Rav Rebbe Yochanan in the Chacham's opinion. One says Machlokes Betzarif Akam. The Machlokes is only in the case of a non-Jewish buyer, and only here do the Chacham hold the Bitl, because as Rashi explains, the Savar HaMeicher, Kivin de Lekech Za'akum Hu, Palach Levelei Tavala. The seller was not mevatel because he assumes that the non-Jew will continue to worship the Avodah Zarah. However, Avol Betzarif Yisrael, Devar Kol Bitl. However, in the case of a Jewish buyer, even the Chacham agree that Bitl because Mistama Batla Midaite, the Meidu Yada, the High Tavala. The seller assumingly was mevatel because he knows that the Jew will break up the Avodah Zarah for its metal. While the other says, Betzarif Yisrael Machlekes. Machlekes is even regarding a Jewish buyer, and even here the Chacham holds Bitl because as Rashi explains, Meimar Amar Hai Tzarif Yisrael Hadu Mazman Ola Akum Apalachla. The seller was not mevatel because he assumes that the Jew will resell the Avodah Zarah to a non-Jew who will continue to worship it. And the Gemara remains unresolved according to this approach. What would Rebbe hold regarding Tzarif Akum? Perhaps the Riakol Lebitl. There's no Machlekes, and even Rebbe agrees that Tzarif Akum Lebitl because the Savar HaMeicher Kivin Lekech Za'akum Hu Palach Leveloi Tavala. Or perhaps Beimezeh or Beimezeh Machlekes. There's a Machlekes. And Rebbe holds even Tzarif Akum Bitl because Mistama Batlumidaite the Meidu Yadu the High Tavala. The Gemara questions the first approach from the following Braisa. Halekech Grutius Min Ha'akum U'motze Ben Avodas Kechavim. A Jew bought scrap metal from a non-Jew, and he discovered that it contained Avodah Zarah. If the Jew took the metal before he paid the money for it, he can retract from the sale because the sale was erroneous. But if the Jew took the metal after he already paid the money for it, he cannot retract from the sale, and he must throw the Avodah Zarah into the Yam HaMelech. And even though the sale was erroneous, Rashi explains, Ki hadur shakal dami mechzi kamad demizvin. The Jew cannot reclaim his money because it appears as if he resold the Avodah Zarah to the non-Jew, which is forbidden. Apparently, the price holds Betzarif Yisrael, loy bitl. A non-Jew that sells his Avodah Zarah to a Jew is not mevatel the Avodah Zarah. According to the second approach that holds Betzarif Yisrael machloikis, the price follows the Chacham who hold loy bitl. However, according to the first approach that holds Bitzarif Yisrael de Be'akol Bitl, we must say that in this particular case, the non-Jew was not Mevatl because the Adaita de Gertoy is Zavin, Adaita Davitz Kechavim Le Zavin. He intended to sell only scrap metal because he did not know that it also contained Avodazar. The Gemara proceeds with a Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Lava Allah, Aisha Nafallah Mapailas, Aisha Genvu Alistin, Eina Betela. If a non-Jew gave away his Avodazar security for a loan, even to a Jew, or a house collapsed upon the Avodah Zarah, or thieves stole the Avodah Zarah. In all these cases, the owner was not Mavatl, and the Avodah Zarah remains forbidden. The Braisa continues, Hinechu habaylam v'holch l'medina sayam, imasidan lachzer, haria kemochamas Yeshua v'ein l'betela. If the owner traveled overseas and left the Avodah Zarah behind, if he intends to return like the non-Jews did when the Yidden first entered Eretz Yisrael, the owner was not Mavatl, and the Avodah Zarah remains forbidden. The Gemara explains that the Braisa associated this halacha with Muhammad Yeshua to teach the following halacha. Yisrael shazakav levein l'shtach v'sla uvo akam l'shtach v'la asra. If a Jew set up a brick with the intent to bow to it, and then the non-Jew came along and bowed to the brick becomes forbidden. And although generally ein odem oisa davish ein shaloi, one cannot cause a prohibition upon something that's not his, nevertheless, in this case, the non-Jew causes the Jew's brick to become asra because gal yadaita d'nichel ebavitz kechavim. When the Jew set up the brick, it showed that he wanted the brick to become an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the non-Jew is considered the Jew's agent to worship the Avodah Zarah. And the source for this concept is derived from Muhammad Yeshua, as the pasuk requires, "Vashereim tisrafun be'esh." The Jews who entered Eretz Yisrael were obligated to burn all the trees that were worshipped by the non-Jews. The Gemara asks, "Mechti Yerusha hilahem avayseihem ve'inodim oisadav v'shein shaloi." Why did the trees become forbidden? The land with its trees belonged to the Yidden from the time of the Avos, and the non-Jews cannot cause a prohibition on the trees that did not belong to them. And although there is a possibility of trees that grew beforehand, the Jews could have compelled the non-Jews to nullify these trees without Sreifa. Therefore we must say as follows, Midepolchu Yisro le'egel, gola adatayu denichlu b'avaydes kechavim, v'chi asu akam, shlichus didhu avdi. When the Jews worshipped the eagle, it indicated that they were pleased with Avodah Zarah. And therefore the non-Jews who bowed down to their trees at the time of the eagle were considered the Jews' agent to worship the Avodah Zarah. And these trees became forbidden forever because Avodah Kacham Shal Yisrael and Lebetel Lamas. And even the trees that grew after the eagle were forbidden, even though the Yidden did tshuva and did not want Avodah Zarah anymore, because man muchach, one cannot determine which trees grew before or after the eagle.